97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
We all know that iconic scene.
She killed Jack.
There was room on the door.
Mythbusters proved Kate they Winslet. Both could have done it.
They absolutely could have.
Yeah.
I stand by that.
She committed him to the depths because she was embarrassed by the fact that he was of lesser stature.
Jack, I'll never let go. Do I sound just like her?
Yes. Help.
You need a whistle.
It is such an iconic movie. I love Titanic, even though it's really sad.
Yes.
But the reason I play that is because the actual Titanic, part of the railing that obviously they're depicting in that scene, like a 15-foot stretch of that railing, just like in the last number of days, fell off of the actual Titanic that's sitting at the bottom of the ocean.
Wow.
And now there's a debate over what should be done with it. And it's funny because my older sister is a very big Titanic fan. She's in like Titanic fan group pages and stuff. It's really funny. We give her a hard time about it. And she's the one who brought this up to me. And I actually think it's really interesting. So basically, this guy, Bob Ballard, discovered the Titanic at the bottom of the ocean back in 1985. And at the time, he'd said, you know, I'm going to promise to never take anything from it just out of respect. I feel like we just need to leave it as it is. Well, a year later, and I did not know this until I started reading more about it. A year later, after he discovered that wreckage in 1985, Congress passed the RMS Titanic Maritime Memorial Act of 1986 to encourage anybody in the world, really, to go down there and to explore and to potentially salvage some of the items from that wreckage.
And it killed a whole bunch of people. The submersible was going down there to see the Titanic.
Well, you're talking about recently?
Mm-hmm.
Right. The most recent one. Yes, you're right. It was deadly. But anyway, what I just referred to, that was signed into law by President Reagan in 1986. And what ended up coming from that was this group that's now known as RMS Titanic Inc. They decided to go on this expedition to try to salvage some of these things. And they did. And it worked out in court that they now have the exclusive rights to anything from the Titanic. So they're the only ones who can go there and actually bring something up, because they're saying there's stuff everywhere. On that initial expedition, right, they recovered about 1,800 artifacts. And of course, those are in museums. I've seen them. I went to the Titanic Museum, if you've ever been in Branson.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. I love stuff like that. So now people are debating, is that basically like a graveyard? And people say you're what do they call it?
Grave robbing.
Thank you. You're grave robbing by going and taking some of those items from the wreckage. You need to leave it as it is out of respect. Or should we encourage people to go and pull some of those items? Now, again, only one group can do it. But should we encourage them to go get some of these items? And that this just doesn't just apply, of course, to the Titanic. Obviously, that's what we're talking about now. But that would apply to anything, really. Do you leave it as it is? Or is it okay to take some of these items, preserve them, and then have them on display in museums for all of us
to
see?
Well, as a spokesman for Archaeologists of America, I would just have to say that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, I think you should be able to salvage
it. We'd all be without a job if you did that. Speaking as an archaeologist, you know, an archaeologist who appreciates dinosaur teeth.
Thank you, Indiana Jones.
If you did something dumb like that, we'd all be out of a job. We'd wear little whisk brooms. We're out there trying to sift through things and find more dinosaur bones. Shouldn't you just leave those alone out of respect?
I think the person who chiseled your dinosaur tooth in a lab, you're right, they would have been out of a job.
It was in Morocco.
Oh, the lab was in Morocco?
Somebody else got one too? No, the dinosaur was in Morocco.
Do you know the name of the lab in Morocco, Carl?
No, it wasn't a lab.
They grew it and then chiseled it?
I believe it was somewhere in Hong Kong.
And then typed up a letter of authenticity to tell Mark Cox it's a real dinosaur tooth?
But come on. I mean, we do
Walmart.
We do play both sides of this issue, right? Like if you're trying to build a new building and you come across a bone and they determine it's part of a Native American site that's 1,000 years old, then they'll stop you from...
It halts the entire project.
They'll waste millions of dollars stopping the entire project while they dig up the one bone and determine it's got to be moved 75 feet and reburied.
And what they probably did was they went and got one of those big dog bones from Walmart, buried it, and then they think, ooh, this must be a dinosaur bone.
No.
Halt the project.
But it's dumb. It's just dumb. People live every day. People die every day. For us to act like we can't go in and disturb something that's 150 years old, it's only disintegrating at this point. If there's anything valuable down there, for God's sake, bring it up.
I agree. I think we should bring it up. I mean, think about how much we've been blessed by seeing these items at museums. Now, I think about, like, I went to the Holocaust Museum, and I understand that's very different. This is at the bottom of the ocean. It wasn't in anyone's way, but, like, that being at, like, the Holocaust Museum, for example, like, that is so incredible because you can't even possibly understand how devastating that was. And seeing some of the things that they've recovered from these horrific things, like 9/11, it brings you there. It helps you get a better understanding of what that might have been like. Like diaries people have kept, and I don't know. I think that stuff is so fascinating, and it's such a great opportunity to learn about our country's history, whether it be something we celebrate or something extremely dark.
The better question here, and I got to be honest with you, when you played that theme song and you started talking about this, I really thought you were going to gripe about Leonardo DiCaprio's love life.
Well, he does date women who are about 40 years younger than him, and that's very odd.
There is a direct correlation to that and the size of his bank account.
Carl.
I said bank account, Carl. That's absolutely what that is. How many women would date their grandpa? Right?
When you phrase it like that.
Unless there was something in it for them, right? So my point is, none of these 30-year-old women are dating 60-year-old men out of love and lust. They're doing it because they think they're going to get something out of it. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm a cynic, but I truly believe that.
I would generally agree with that statement. There might be some outliers.
Might be an exception.
There are probably some exceptions, and they look at them as mature. They look up to them. I can understand there would be various reasons why you would want to be married to someone who is older. However, when you have that large of an age gap, I do tend to question a little bit about what are your motives? Like, what is it? Again, there are some outliers, who I think there is true love there.
I mean, occasionally I'll get messages on Facebook Messenger from some drop-dead gorgeous women in Russia, and I usually ignore them. But, I mean, I know that ultimately they've just seen my picture and fallen deeply in love
with
me.
That is it.
They can't help themselves.
Right. Yes. I think it's the TikTok dances that you do.
And, Mark, I want to remind everyone what we got on the microphone on the
Odyssey app
yesterday.
Yeah.
Call from my son. He said, "Hey, Dad, you remember that dinosaur tooth you got me from Morocco? Mark Cox has got one as well. Enjoy your day."
Thank you very much. What was his name, Carl?
Mark.
Mark. Thank you, Mark. Very, very brilliant.
Sucker's
there.
Born.
He did the same thing
Mark,
I did.
Did this Mark change his voice and
with
record
a K.
something?
Mark
oh,
with a K.
okay.
Mark
yeah.
with a K.
Spelled
See?
Wrong.
And he gave it to his son. I got it for my grandson. He's going to treasure that forever. If he even knows where it is right now, he's going to treasure it forever.
He doesn't
Taiwan.
Need to know that it came from a lab.
It didn't come from a lab. It's 1,000,000 years old. What's wrong with you?
Sure.
Why are you laughing about that?
Oh, sorry to change the subject, but Tina's saying that I need to go to Noah's Ark in Kentucky. Yes, that is on my list of places I would like to go.
Yes,
the Ark.
Me too. The Ark.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Hey, there might be some dinosaur bones you could salvage there, Mark.
I do not believe that he included any dinosaurs on the ark. Do you? No, Noah didn't invite any dinosaurs.
I know people talk about that because it's not like they say the word dinosaur, but there are things in the Bible that would point to something that could be assumed were what the dinosaurs were. Well, that's a different Kim on the whim, right?
Moving
dinosaurs.
Right along,
well, I'll put that on my list.
Get more at 971talk.com.